Ned Cavalier. You're just full of. He's got a glint in his eye, hasn't he, Aaron?
He does. The glint.
Yes, the dad. You're.
That's the cold and flu tablets.
No, come on, mate.
Get the good ones.
No, let's get serious because this. You aren't the one who had the baby. Your
not
beautiful
at all.
Wife no, had the baby.
She did an incredible job. And she joins us on the line. Tiff Hall, TXO Life, who is with our brand new baby daughter, Vader. Hello, darling.
Good morning, darling.
Hello, beautiful. How are you feeling today?
Oh, you know, all the feels. Had a bit of a sleepless night and... Yeah, but I feel good. Vader's fantastic and that's all that matters. So
No, it's not all that matters. It's the most important thing, yes. But you matter too, and I just love how vulnerable you are. I don't know if you realise how many women it helps watching your journey and feeling like they're not alone.
I didn't realise, and I just put a little video out last night and I was like, Arnie keeps asking me why my tummy's so big and if there's another baby in there. And I've been flooded with messages from women saying thank you. Because it does take a while for the tummy to come down and, you know, people are still asking me when I'm due and I'm like, I'm not pregnant anymore. I've had the baby. Yeah. So it's not the easiest time to be in a postpartum body and, yeah, it's not easy.
Can I just put a message out to all the children listening? Just back off talking about your mum's body.
I get it.
Yeah. It's just enough.
Why
yeah.
is it?
There's no filter for a 4-year-old,
yes.
is there?
Correct.
It's just not a topic, Arnold.
There's got to be a naughty corner.
Seriously, mate.
I talked about mum's body again. My children have done it all the time to their mother, who
Why?
Is beautiful. You know, I won't say what they said, but they shouldn't say it.
Yeah. But see, there's no malice, and that's what's worse. Like, if someone sends me something that's really mean and I know they're trying to hurt me online or whatever, I can say, okay, fine, that you know, they're just trying to be mean.
Yeah.
But when it's someone who isn't and they say something that cuts, it's worse, isn't it?
It's so much worse. And I keep saying to him that it's like a balloon, that my stomach went up like a balloon and it takes a while for the balloon to deflate. And I think he's kind of getting that, but I don't know.
Oh, bless.
Let's all just stop commenting on women's bodies.
That would be my takeaway. Yeah. I mean, let's not forget, we've still never gone back to the cafe where the guy who owned when Tiff was pregnant kept saying how massive she was.
I won't go back now.
We're never going back there again.
I'll go back when I'm in tip-top shape.
That's the other thing, Tiff, with you, is that your career and your whole life in the public sphere and privately as well is fitness, and you sell a clothing line, TiffXO, which is amazing, and crop tops and the whole thing. So is that an added element because it's what you do for work as well? It's not just a lot of us women feel pressure.
Absolutely, I felt the pressure. It's all about my body has been a billboard for so long of like fitness and health. And so it's hard. It's hard to have a different identity for a while. But I know that 9 months in, 9 months out, it takes time and you just got to be patient. I say to people, bounce forward, don't snap back. But bouncing forward isn't always easy. It takes time to accept that it's going to, you know, take time.
Yeah, and it's okay to feel crap sometimes too. You actually
I do.
To struggle.
And I look at it and I'm like, oh, babe, I just don't feel sexy. And he's so
sweet.
He's so sweet. He's always so beautiful about it.
He's a rock, isn't he? I feel like Ed would be. Like, he's got this, like, persona of being a hard man, and obviously, you
know.
No,
he's a softie. He's a little teddy
That's all
bear.
The time we have. That's all the time we have.
We need to get that out there, Ed. That
no,
you,
we don't.
You
don't.
Have a heart.
No,
you,
I do not have a heart.
He's got a heart.
And he'd be so protective.
He's that an emotional teddy bear. He cried at the birth. I didn't.
Oh,
he didn't cry at the birth.
I asked him specifically, and he said he's only ever cried once at his wedding, and he regretted it. Oh, my God. God, you!
Right,
could you see him, like, if someone did say something out in public and he was with you, could you see the look in his eye, Tiff, that he wants to go crazy?
Yeah, he wants to go crazy, but he holds himself back because he's like, oh, I'm Ed Cavalier, you know, I better not go crazy.
He's honestly the only thing stopping me.
The only thing.
Good on you, Dal.